What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Don't Tell Mom podcast, episode 105. We have a baby sleeping over there.
Don't tell Mom.
So don't tell Mom that you're just popping out babies every year. one baby a year.
What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. It's good to be back again, alive another week. We made it, Cullen.
Trying to make it. I got this Red Bull. I got to get fired up.
Cullen looks like he's about to die. He's got a bruise on his arm. He's struggling.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even know how it happened. That dad life or like moving a pool table over here.
That might have been it.
Golly.
I think Cullen did that.
Father's Day. I'm still recovering from Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there.
Yes. Happy Father's Day to everybody that is a father and all the ones that that's a father and took off. Screw you. You don't deserve a Father's Day. All the bad dads. All the good ones. Happy Father's Day. Hope you enjoyed yourself. That was just a couple days ago. A lot going on, Cullen. Tell me about your Father's Day. How was it?
It still feels like Father's Day in a sense. I'm still like in that.
You're a father.
I was like, right?
Blows my fucking mind. Cullen.
It's like. You get spoiled or you get like whatever the word is, used to, adapted to just laying in bed for a day. Or it actually kind of started.
Getting spoiled.
Yeah, it kind of started the week, Friday night, you know, knowing Father's
Friday
Day.
Friday night, Cullen, it went until Sunday.
Well, Father's Day weekend was, you know.
Oh, yeah, y'all do the whole weeks over your house, don't you? Well, birthday, any holiday, it's like, oh, it's my birthday week. Y'all get the whole week. You get Father's Day weekend.
Not really. Like, I don't know. Maybe in my mind, I was like, oh, well. My responsibilities feel like I don't feel as bad on Father's Day weekend for not getting up and doing something when I know I could just as easily hear the same request from a kid in another room. But
you're like, no, I can't be bothered with that. No. It's my day. Yeah. Katie, your children need you.
Yeah, right. But no, it was wonderful. Like on Sunday evening, one of the family members. We all had a little cookout on Katie's side, asked me what I got for Father's Day. And because I think that's like one of the, like you expect a gift. I don't know. After you had a couple under your belt and you got two kids, it's like all I got was breakfast cooked. Mm-hmm. I woke up to like fresh sausage and fried eggs and waffles.
That's what's up.
And when I woke up, it was 11 a.m.
Holy moly, that's the biggest gift of them all.
So there's no like tangible like this is what I got and hold up my Louis bag or something, but what I got was just rest and
peace,
relaxation
and quiet.
Yeah.
Leave me the hell alone.
Now I did wake up at like 7 or you know earlier 7:30 and then ended up just being like no.
I could get up and do things today, but no.
No, start over. So, yeah, but Saturday night leading up to that, we kind of partied a little while. By partying, I mean...
hanging out.
We just went to the pool and, yeah, stayed in the hot tub a little bit longer. And
yeah.
It was just, it was hard. I was feeling it the next morning. Okay. So it did make that getting up a little bit.
That was Saturday night. What did y'all do Friday night?
Yeah. I don't even remember. What was Friday night?
You went over to, you said, Katie's family stuff.
That was Sunday evening.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so.
Cullen's got his whole weekend mixed up.
Yeah,
he partied.
I'm flipping and flopping around. I'm still, like, yesterday I was just, like, in a funk, like, in a daze, because that was the following Father's Day on Monday. And so I was just like, what day is it? Is it still Father's Day?
Hey, I feel like it's kind of been like that for months now, though. Like, what day is it, that whole feeling? Like. What day is it right now? Where are we? What are we supposed to be doing with our lives?
Was it Friday when you got that pool table?
I think so,
off
maybe.
Facebook Market? I think it was Friday day. Or no, it was
Thursday. No, it was before that.
Thursday,
yeah.
Maybe. So...
yeah, the pool table he's talking about, that was one of Corey's presents. Cullen and Corey had to go get.
All it took was a little time and muscle. Like,
that's
I can't believe that you got that thing for free. So we're looking, if y'all are watching, if you're listening, just picture us sitting behind some CBS camera news lights. And then off in the distance, there's
a sweet new pool table.
It's got to be slate, and as much as that thing weighed.
It weighed a lot.
It was heavy.
Thought it wasn't that bad when I first got there, and I like tried to pick up a corner. I was like, oh, I can lift the corner just a couple inches, so it's not that bad. And then they get in there and actually try to lift it, and it was a lot. The guy said, we found it on Facebook. And it was one of those things, like, you know how when you're just scrolling, you're just bored and scrolling on your phone, and you open up Facebook Market, and you don't search for anything, but you're just kind of scrolling through what pops up on the page. And all the things that pop up on the first page of Market is the stuff that, like, just got listed. So I saw this pool table, and it says free. And I'm thinking, okay, free. By free, they mean they got a lot of stuff for sale. I got to go look for the price in the description.
Right, exactly. Because
people try to trick you with that free, and then you go in, and it's like free. And then it says, oh, well, this is $50, it's $100, whatever. So I go in, and it had just been posted 13 minutes it had been up on Facebook. And it already had 13 comments on it. So I'm thinking, okay. Oh, maybe it was in my feed then. But anyway, it had 13 comments, and I'm thinking, okay, well, this is already gone. Yeah, 13 comments. And I said, okay, free pool table. I messaged the guy.
Did you even comment on it?
No, I didn't comment or anything. I went straight to Messenger.
You snaked everybody.
I said, hey, if you still have this, I'll come get it right now. That's how you got to get it on those free ones. You got to say, I'll give it to you right. I'll get it right now. Uh-huh. The guy said, all right, come get it, and marked it as sold on the thing. I was like, yes.
And when we got there, he said he had over like 75 messages in the 30 minutes.
And I was the first one. I don't think I was the first one to leave a message, but I was the first one that said, I'm coming right now.
Yeah.
And sure as hell, I did too. And Corey said, and I went to Corey, and this is in the morning, and we're still kind of getting going. And Corey had plans for the day. He had lots of things he wanted to do. He actually was going to go to your house and help you with your sink.
Yeah.
And so I said, babe, there's a free pool table. Can we go get it? And he just kind of looked at me and was like, oh. He's like, yeah, I want a free pool table, but I don't want to go get it. You know what I mean? I said, the guy said, we need four people and a truck. And if we can get it, we can come have it for free. And he just was fighting. He said, well, let me go to Cullen's and work on the sink. And you orchestrate it. If you can get it together and get everybody together, we'll go pick it up. I said, okay, well, Cullen's won because you're going to go help him. So he has to help you now.
Yeah,
I
mean,
he got suckered into that.
Yeah.
and then I started calling around, and I got... And it was me. Uh-oh, my phone was ringing. So then it was me, and then I thought I had my friend Rocky, and he said, yeah, I'll come help you. And I said, booyah, yes, that's four. We can do this. Three guys and me, we can handle this. And then so about an hour goes by, Rocky was coming, and then Rocky called and said, hey, I got turned around. I got to go back all the way back to the other side of town, Columbia.
He started thinking about it. He's like, hell no.
Well, he got called, and he had to go do something for work or whatever. He thought he was done, had to go back. And so he was like, I don't think I can come. I said, dang. Well, by this time, I'd already talked to my friend Ashley, who's, you know, probably 120 pounds soaking wet. She's 5'2", this little bitty girl. And she was coming over just to hang out until we left. And I said, hey, you got to come. She shows up. I said, hey, Rocky's out. You got to be my fourth person. Because Corey wasn't going to go unless it was four.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, I ended up calling, renting a trailer, talking to the guy the whole time, like, we're coming, just give me a few minutes, I'm trying to get everybody together, blah, blah, you know, keeping him on the hook so he doesn't sell it to somebody else or give it to somebody else. And it worked out. I mean, that's what happened. Like, we went and did the damn thing. It took about 2.5 hours, and everybody was pissed at me, buddy. No one wanted to be there doing this, and it was my harebrained idea, you know.
Well, there were four of us, but two of them, you and
were
Ashley,
worthless.
I mean, it didn't. But where it was located was in this basement of a 1960 something. They're remodeling
old
this
house.
Old grandmother looking house. And getting down there, at first I was like, oh, this is easy. We just pull up into the garage because he said he was going to leave the garage open if he wasn't there because it was an empty house. And we pull up and I'm like, oh, this is easy. We just back the trailer in and load it up. Well, no. We had to go down two little nooks of steps through a backyard, underneath a deck, and into a
through one room,
yeah, like
a
sunroom, and then into the
it's like a 1960s bar, that basement,
like the
bar.
Porn pad. It looked like the bar had like padding underneath it, and
the shag carpet, all that.
It was
good
awful.
Stuff. Mirrors from the ceiling to the floor,
square tile mirrors, like little with glittery gold.
Yeah,
like,
and so we get there, well, we're on the way, we've picked up the trailer, we're on the way, me and Ashley are in one car, they're in the other with the trailer, we're going to do it. Cullen and Corey had halted their sink fixing, thing, and they came to help us, and And we get, and we're almost there, and dude is not answering the phone.
Oh no, I didn't know that.
You didn't know that? So I'm calling, and Ashley's like, I'm gonna be so pissed. Like, she did, she got wrangled into this. She didn't even want to be there, right? She's like, I'm gonna be so pissed if this guy's not even there. And I'm just like panicking. I'm like, everybody's gonna be pissed if this guy's not there. This is like already an hour of our time's been wasted. And so I keep calling and texting and Facebook messaging, and finally I'm like, hey, bud, we're like 5 minutes from your house. Where are you? And he just sent me a quick text back that said, not there, door's unlocked. I was like, thank God he answered. You know, like, I'd already gotten the address, so I was gonna show up and get it one way or the other.
Well, we flipped it over and took the legs off, and then we were like, okay, this is okay, okay. And then scootered it out the door up on its side, and then by the time we got to the steps, it was like,
what are we?
We're done. Like, I was like, this ain't, this ain't happening.
Tapping out. Yeah.
This ain't happening. There's no way we are going to be able to lift this thing up and get it up over these two flights of steps or around the hill, rocky hill, or whatever we had to go up to get it into the trailer. And then out of nowhere, the owner mm-hmm. of the house and his friend or
the contractor guy
show up and.
Just in time.
So we turned that thing flat with the, now there's four
guys.
He was
about to have a pool table in his backyard.
Literally. we were about to just leave it and go. Because there was no way. Like, I don't think, if they hadn't showed up, I honestly don't know how we would have gotten it.
Here's me and Ashley just standing there. And I'm like trying to help, but Ashley's not even trying.
You got like the cue sticks and the balls. And you're like, what are we doing to do, guys?
I'm trying to help, but I'm like, literally, you know when you like try to look like you're doing something? Mm-hmm. And that's like, I'm literally like just touching each corner, just like running in circles around these four guys that are carrying this thing up. I'm like, thank God y'all showed up and helped us. And he was like, hey, you want anything else? Take it. So I'm going back in the house looking around like, you know what? I like those shelves back there. Can we get this chandelier off the wall? You know? Corey's like, no, get in the car.
We're done.
But look at that, Cohen. I mean, it was a pain in everybody's ass, and everybody was upset with me for a little while. I got you guys some chicken sandwiches from Chick-fil-A.
I know. That was a nice surprise. And then we thought about it when we got home. We're like, okay, now it's just me and Corey because the two guys obviously didn't come with us.
How are
we going to get it in here? And then you even said, maybe I should just try to sell it. just leave it on the trailer and post it. And
yeah, right.
Flip it like that. But
I was like, I don't even know if we can get it in now. It's not even worth it. And then he would have really been pissed if he'd done all that and I went and sold it. But I mean, I literally could probably sell this. I looked online, Colin, for that pool table. And it's a 1979 Fisher pool table.
76, isn't it?
70, something.
70, yeah.
And it's like, it's nice. I mean, it's heavy. It's got like the... it's not the pool table where you got to go to each pocket and get the balls out. It's the kind that like the balls go in the hole and then they roll down into a one spot.
One of those from the bar, back in the day. Like it is legit.
So it's, you know, it's nice. And I was thinking, and I looked it up online and I saw one just like it for sale for $850.
You could probably even get more for it than that.
I could get more for it. I mean, that's not. I did pretty good. So then I went and spent $40 on. I found two pool sticks because they didn't have sticks there. They just had the balls, and it was missing the eight ball. So total, the trailer cost $30. I think the two pool sticks, which are nice and straight pool sticks, which I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I got these $40. And then I needed to buy an eight ball. I got on eBay for $7. So what's that? $77. And I got a pool table.
Brand new pool table.
Brand new to me pool table. So that was one of Corey's Father's Day presents.
That's awesome. I remember just loving the getting into the pool game.
Yeah.
I actually have Dad's old pool stick. Like, because he got into pool. Like, remember he used
Dad
to go to
used
the...
Dad used to whoop you at pool, buddy.
He would go to the bar.
He's a shark.
Yeah, and he has one of those that you unscrew from the middle, and it's got the little case, and it's all red velvet inside.
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever, and it's missing the tip. Like, it needs some work, but I just saw that the other day. I've got it at the house.
Oh, that's a good little memory. I wish I had that from Dad.
It's got like, ivory,
that.
Like an ivory dragon on the stick, or, you know, like red crimson ivory.
That's pretty cool. Dad was probably like, for real, like they called him the dragon or something at the pool hall. Because, you know, he would never really play pool with us, but when he did, he would whoop. I mean, you wouldn't get a shot in. He'd get every ball in every hole.
Oh, yeah. He would get down like level. His glasses would be tipped just enough to where he could see over the top of them.
Cigarette.
cigarette hanging out of his mouth, smoke, so he got one eye kind of cocked like that, like just because the smoke's blowing up in his eye. But then he gets those fingers and he puts them straight up, puts a little chalk on them.
Uh-huh.
He had those tippy toe little fingers and just the fluid, the liquid, whatever. He would just pow,
just tapped it,
and then
in.
Just yeah, the finesse is what I was looking for.
You know, what's funny is that I'm not surprised that Dad was good at pool, because when you think about it, it's kind of like math. And he was an accountant. Yeah. And he was just really good at math. And so you think it's just angles. It's angles and math. I mean, you know, I can.
And thinking ahead and, you know, like, where's the ball going to go? Putting some good spin on it. Yeah.
He's a smart guy, actually.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know looking at him. But he was pretty smart. But yeah, so we got that. And then Corey got like the best Father's Day. When you say you don't get presents, this is his second, and he just had a baby. And I just really wanted to make this day real special for him. But the thing is, Corey got it twice because he's out of town right now for work. I thought he was leaving on Friday afternoon to go to work out of town. So we celebrated Father's Day Friday morning and all day Friday. Well, then
he snaked me.
So then he goes to Tennessee and he was supposed to go straight from there to South Carolina. Well, turns out he had to work nights in South Carolina. So he was like, he had a whole day, and he didn't want to just spend Father's Day in Tennessee in a hotel. So he's like, I'm just going to drive the 4 hours home and then drive to South Carolina on Monday. So he got two. So he drove home Saturday night and he got Father's Day all day Sunday. So he was home. He got a whole nother Father's Day. But he had gotten his presents early and stuff like that. So when it came down to Father's Day, I'm sitting here cooking him breakfast in bed and just thinking, like, this mother, he shouldn't even be here. Like, I was supposed to be lounging, relaxing, sleeping in with the babies and all this. No, he got to sleep in. But he's such a good father that I don't mind doing all those things for him, you know, when I can. And,
yeah, that's awesome.
But he got the pool. So I say the pool table was his Father's Day, even though it was really for me. but he'd been wanting some weights. And he went to Costco the other day. He said, you know, we got like finally got our tax refund back.
Oh, yeah.
It always takes us forever to get our, but anyway, we got it back. And so it was going to go, you know, we had plans. It's going to go to pay off the van and all this stuff. But he was like, but the one thing I'm going to do with the tax refund, I'm going to go and get myself some weights, because he's been wanting to get some like barbells to work out.
Oh,
and stuff.
Okay.
He said, that's going to be my one thing I do for myself, because he rarely does things for himself. So I was all about it. I was like, yes, baby, get you some barbells. Did you know how much dumbbells are?
Yeah, they're pretty expensive.
Oh, my God. They're like $1 a pound if you get them, like, used, but new.
Yeah.
And then you got to have them shipped if there is none
Shipping
or whatever.
Shipping and handling.
It's like $2 a pound. So you imagine just for two 25-pound dumbbells, that's $100 right there.
$80. You didn't look on Facebook Market for free ones?
So I did, right? So I'm looking on Facebook Market for the last, you know, I'm looking for them. When he told me that that's what he wanted, I said, okay, let me see if I can find you some on Facebook. Well, every time there was any that popped up, they would immediately get sold. Like, they're just gone as soon as they get sold. So he goes to Costco, and he ends up spending like $400. And I was like, what did you see? But it's easy to do at Costco, right?
Easily.
He was like, you know what? I'm not even going to get them. I just spent $400 at Costco. That, like, forget about the, you know. He put the family's needs over his own want for the.
Spent $400 on just
on
like
Costco.
Stuff
so he was like,
you
know,
yeah.
Don't worry about looking for dumbbells. Right. I'm not even going to get them anymore because I spent so much at Costco. I'm just not even going to worry about them. I'll get them next time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was thinking, oh, well, that was sweet. Instead of getting something he really wanted, he went and bought us food and, you know, juice packs and all these things for the kids and whatever. He went to Costco to take care of us.
He started thinking about it. He's like, wait a minute.
I could work out.
I could get some food, or I could get some weights.
Yeah, those samples got them, though.
Yeah.
Costco samples.
That's my thought on the whole at-home gym stuff is, like, in theory, I think it's a good idea, and I've done it with, like, little dumbbells and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But, like, having a bench and all that, I've looked into it, and I'm like, I'm motivated. Summer bod, let's go. Like, let's get
that
in
lasts
shape.
A week.
Yeah, and then it would turn into paperweights down there, yeah. Like after a week, literally.
You're sitting looking at them.
Because if I don't have the gym or, you know, to go, and I get motivated by seeing other people motivated. Yeah. And if I'm just down there by myself, knowing the kids are upstairs screaming, or, you know, I don't know. It's just like, I don't know how long that would last.
Yeah, some people.
If I had my own weight set.
Yeah, some people can do it. Some people can't. But he's pretty good. Like, I bought him that treadmill for his birthday, and he comes down and uses the treadmill all the time.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
I was wondering about that.
He's all about that.
I got a spin bike at one point because I went to a spin class one time. And I was like, this is cool. Like, you get into your own little world.
Yeah, and you're in a spin class with everybody else spinning with you.
Exactly. So I ordered a spin bike back at the old house and did it one time. I was like, this sucks compared to this class I was at where they had, like, the teacher and the black lights. And so
right,
I remember
I
set up one of the rooms downstairs as the spin classroom where I put black lights and a strobe light. And,
come on,
and techno music to try to recreate the whole atmosphere. And then about a week later, I got sick of that. So then I just moved the spin bike out to the driveway. I was like, maybe if I'm out in the fresh air, it'll feel
pretending
like
I'm going
really fast. So my neighbors are driving by, and I'm just like going, you know. And then I'm like, damn, this is really hot because the sun's out here.
Just get a regular bicycle.
Yeah, so I ended up just, that thing was a dead weight for a while, and I sold that a long time ago on Facebook. But yeah,
you tried.
In theory.
Yeah, you an A for effort.
Uh-oh.
Well, he's pretty good. He's pretty good about getting motivated to come down. So instead of, so I knew that he had kind of put that in the back of his head. Well, I was still looking on Facebook, and I said, I'm just going to buy some for him. So I found some, and they were, you know, on Facebook Market, and only for a few minutes. They'd been up like 20 minutes, and I called. I said, I can't buy all of them. I don't have enough money, because $500 for like the 80s and 70s and 50s. I said, well, he don't need the 80s or 70s. I said, let me get the 50s, 25s, and some 5s. And so I ended up getting him some. So he that was his other Father's Day.
Oh, nice.
Gift.
You did get him some. Okay.
Yeah, so I got him some dumbbells. I thought that was good. And then I got him two, like, Maple Leaf, Toronto Maple Leaf shirts that he
awesome.
Loves.
Awesome.
So I did good. I did really
good.
And breakfast in bed when he wasn't even supposed to be here.
Right? I saw those pictures on Instagram. Speaking of just like scrolling through, and actually me and Katie are going to make a video about this, but I'll kind of just like touch on it. And that may be also where this bruise, I don't know if y'all can see if you're watching on YouTube, this bruise that I've got on my arm came from. There was one night where we've been doing like some house renovation, more detailed stuff, in prep for future endeavors, potentially with our house situation,
which I would love to know more about.
Yeah, we're gonna maybe talk about that, but, overall just getting everything updated, getting stainless steel. Well, okay. Let me back up. Hold the Facebook Marketplace thought for a minute.
Okay.
We were talking about redoing, having a budget and redoing our dishwasher and microwave and stove or oven, double oven.
Needed. All these things needed.
Yeah, because they were just awful. We got a stainless steel refrigerator, but everything else is black on these white countertops and just kind of old as all get out. But
yeah,
Katie started looking at the dishwasher, and she's like, you know, I think you can just order the panel, the front panel, for like $150 or something.
Trick them.
Well, and I mean, it's an actual stainless steel panel like that you could order for $150.
Okay.
It's
just
like
changes the color,
interchangeable,
basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I said, I think I saw some like stainless steel wallpaper sticky stuff that you can put on the front of that one for $10. And so,
let me come try to buy a $600,000 house and find out you put sticky wallpaper on the dishwasher.
So yeah, I was like, you know, it's a $10-$15. We ordered two rolls.
Wait, is that what you did?
Yeah.
You got a brand new one.
No.
I saw the Spot the Difference Instagram.
Yeah.
Posted.
Yeah. No. So we posted that and
you fooled me. I mean,
exactly.
Shit, it worked.
It looked legit. Like I was like, it's a $20 investment. Like if we can't get it, because the reviews were like, this is hard to put on. Because I mean, it's like putting on wallpaper, but it's even a little bit thinner or thicker depending on what kind you get and the air bubbles and then, you know, you're having to deal. You got to put it on right. And I was like, I could do this. I did some wallpaper in the laundry room with the handprints. Wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
And I did the wallpaper for the Don't Tell Mom, that, you know, the brick stuff that we had in the original set. And that was awful looking. But I've got some experience.
Yeah, you've done it before.
We ordered it, got it in. And then only wasted one sheet and then figured it out. We had a little system going. She was holding it tight and I was pushing all the air bubbles out. Uh-huh. And literally, like, I walk by there every day now and I'm like, dang.
That looks good.
I would not know a difference.
Because the dishwasher wasn't broke.
No, no.
It just was black instead of stainless steel. Yeah. So now it looks stainless steel. Like, legit, Colin. I thought you got a new dishwasher. I'm going, where are Colin getting all this money in his budget for a new dishwasher? What's he doing over here?
$17.
Okay.
And we got a stainless steel dishwasher. And nice. So, anyway, the other thing was Katie one night. Now I'm thinking, we still got some extra stainless steel.
Now we got money because all the money we saved.
Well, I'm like, what else you want stainless steel?
Oh, okay.
Like,
you got some leftover.
Let's just slap something up on this microwave and call it stainless steel too. And I started looking and you'd have to cut out little intricate sections.
Yeah, no way.
And then the oven, I started looking at that and you'd have to cut out little sections. And then the knobs wouldn't be right because they still just look like 1960s knobs. I was like, we got to bite the bullet, invest in that. So ended up going to Lowe's and Home Depot and doing a lot of research. Found only one brand or one size that'll actually fit in the hole without having to redo the whole cutout. And getting Corey over there to to help me figure it out as far as setting up the cutout and stuff.
Uh-huh.
So I found one that hopefully fits and ordered it off the internet for like $2,000. Like, we just were like, we gotta invest
$2,000
for a double oven, which is about right. Like, I think we picked that out. I mean, that's with shipping and delivery.
Okay,
and
that's
that.
For a new one, yeah. Okay.
For a brand new stainless steel oven. And then it was going to be here in the next couple weeks. And the other night, I think it was Friday night or Thursday night or something, Katie was on Facebook and she got a notification that one of her friends posted something in the marketplace and then just did the whole mindless scrolling thing.
Uh-huh.
Boom, double oven, stainless steel right there. And she was like, wait a minute, that looks just like the one Cullen just ordered from Lowe's. And she sent me a pic of it, and I was like, wait a minute. And so I screenshotted the order and then the pic. I was like, get the model number from that lady. Because it was like $1,600 cheaper, obviously, you know, it was on Facebook Marketplace. And this girl just moved into a house over here in a neighborhood close by. And they had just bought this house. Well, the people that sold them their house updated their double oven. And literally, it was brand new and got it for $400, saved $1,600, canceled that Lowe's order, and still got to get it put in and installed, but that's
now you got $1,600 with us. Right.
So
that was a win.
That was a win. We're going to actually make a more detailed video about all that on our main channel.
That's what's up. Good job, guys.
Yeah, so that was really exciting. Now I just got to make sure it fits.
Was it the same model number and everything?
Same exact.
Wow.
One.
That is lucky,
like,
right there.
Super lucky. And then we were worried that we couldn't cancel the Lowe's order without having to pay like a restocking fee of $200, you know, just literally eat $200. But they hadn't even shipped it yet or anything like that. So canceled the order with no penalty. And yeah, it was just like, what is happening?
Dang.
And we'll, yeah, like I said, we're going to get into more.
That's awesome, though. Congratulations
detail.
On that.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I think I'm going to do to, like, for a job, I'm going to just buy stuff or just pick up free stuff on Facebook and sell it.
That's a thing. Like, there's people, Gary V does this. Gary V and your Chuck. Excuse me. Father's Day burps. he goes to garage sales. And I don't know how he has the time or whatever for the what's the word I'm looking
Gary
for?
Gary V.
Like, he's just go,
always
go,
hustling,
go,
yeah.
Go. Yeah, the hustle.
Yeah,
factor.
He don't sleep, I guess.
But every Saturday, or he used to do this at least, he would go to a garage sale and he would bargain with these people for like baseball cards. And there'd be like $5 for the whole bucket. And he'd be like, I'll give you $1. For the whole bucket. And they were like, well, okay.
Yeah, whatever. Just get it off our property.
And right? Then he literally gets on eBay, searches the baseball card, and then flips that $1 baseball card for $20. And then, so he'll end up spending $2 at a garage sale and then make $150.
Yeah, how many hours of your time, though?
That's what I'm saying, though. But he's like, if you want to do it, if you want to hustle, you can. Yeah. There's ways to do it without having to spend that much money. It's just time.
Right.
But
I'm serious. Yeah. You got that play set for free, right, from your neighbor.
The one, yep.
And then you got the other one that you did the brand deal. So you gave me the free one that you got from your neighbor. You gave me that one, and which we all it needed was a fresh coat of paint.
Brand new looking.
And I swear to God, it looks brand new. And and I was scrolling mindlessly through Facebook the other day, and the exact same playset.
Really?
Same color, everything. Same swings, everything. Somebody had listed for $850.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, what? So I could sell this one for, I just got for you free. You literally could.
Like, the fact, I was just thinking, like, Matt, think about all the free stuff you've got in here that's, like, legit free things. Right. That you've gotten on Facebook.
It's going to be like crazy. Just my career from now on. Just Facebook market flipping.
Oh, man. Anyway, so we're going to talk more about that. It's been a fun Father's Day eventful weekend.
Yeah, that sounds like fun. I was thinking about, you know, obviously with Father's Day, I was thinking about Dad. And I was thinking about, like, all, you know, just missing him. And I don't remember ever doing anything, like, nice for him on Father's Day.
I was
Day.
Thinking about that driving over
like,
here.
Did we ever make him breakfast in bed?
I don't think we. I mean, I can't even remember making a card or anything like that. Like,
I sure do miss. I mean, I'm sure we did when we were kids and all that stuff, but I sure do miss that man. You know, he was funny. He had some good jokes. I was listening to, I don't know if you've seen it online, but it's dad jokes. It's like, it's like where famous people go and they try not to laugh at all the dad jokes.
Yeah.
And he used to have the best jokes. If y'all watch Cullen and Katie's videos, you've seen him in the past. It's Trixie and, just got just the best sense of humor. And I hope that our kids, you know, have his sense of humor. And,
you know, it was funny the other day. I was dancing in the kitchen and like had something playing on Alexa or whatever, and I started doing that, like, you remember Dad used to do that, and like I would always know he was in a good mood when he'd get his head bobbing back and forth like a chicken pecking, you
he'd
know,
smile so big, start laughing where he's like wheezing.
The wheeze laugh.
I love it. He used to tell his jokes all the time though, and he'd just be out there. Some of my fondest memories of growing up was like Dad and Mom in the kitchen, and they'd get to laughing about something.
Oh man, yeah.
And it was just like, it was just so contagious. If you've ever seen my mom,
you start laughing because they're laughing.
Just because they're laughing, you don't even know what they're laughing about, but they'd just be in there just laughing, and Dad would be leaned over the counter, can't breathe. He's laughing so hard, you
and
know?
Mom's just like red faced, and like, it was literally hurt. It was hurting him to laugh so hard.
Yeah.
Like he couldn't catch his breath.
That's like my favorite memories. And I was trying to like, I was literally putting in the effort to try to hold on to these memories and like think about these things that, you know, my dad and I texted you last night and I was like, think of some good dad stories, you know? And I was just trying to think and like everything that I can think of, like there's, you know, there's the teaching us how to drive or like putting us in his lap and letting us steer while he's driving. You remember that old Bronco whatever it was? Like those kind of memories are like, but man, the best ones are like him laughing. And then like the jokes that he would tell, or he'd sit you down and have like a serious philosophy. Conversations and stuff like that. Like I remember those, but it's like, as the time goes on, they just get more distant in my memory. Uh-huh. And I'm like trying to remember, like I was sitting here, I was just racking my brain trying to think of these jokes that he used to tell that I'd heard 100 times, but now I can't remember them. Like the buzzer in the field or whatever. There was this joke about a buzzer in a field and he's like, shh, the buzzards or whatever. It was, I don't remember the joke, but that was the thing. I don't remember the joke. And I was just thinking, dang, you know, I wish I could remember those. I wish that I had a video camera back then and had recorded these things, you know. And it got me thinking about you and how you're going to have everything there for your kids.
Yeah, you know? No. It's so funny. The three things that you just mentioned are three things that I've been thinking about. The other day, I was going to move the car around to the bottom garage to get it out of the way so the kids could play. Mm-hmm. And they were already out in the driveway. I was like, you want to help me move the car? And I let Gaines. And then by the time I pulled down the driveway, she was sitting in my lap. I was like, let's just go around the block and you steer. And Brooks was sitting in the passenger seat. And so we just drove around the circle and I was controlling the gas and she was steering, and obviously I was like underneath holding it. Like,
yeah.
She was like, look, I'm doing it.
Yeah, she's a little young.
Rolled the windows down and started blasting music and having fun. But that was one of the, and I had that like flashback moment of like, I remember when Dad used to let me do this growing up. And then the other day, just yesterday, I took the kids to the pool. And I, even in one of my Instagram posts, I showed Dad throwing me when I was
That's what made me think about all that stuff.
But I remember his pool tricks are like literally swimming pool tricks, not pool table tricks. But like the things he would do in the swimming pool to teach you breath control and like how to breathe when you're underwater or not let your air out till you reach the surface. Because a lot of people
blow all their air
blow
out.
All their
they
air
can't
out.
Get up.
And then he said, you know, say you're swimming, because he grew up, you know, jumping in lakes and stuff. But he said, say you're swimming in a dark lake or, you know, the water's murky and you're underwater and you come up and a deck's on top of you or a boat or somebody else's hand or something like that. So he would teach me to hold my breath up until the point where I'm actually out of the water. Because if you're letting it go, blowing, and then you try to come up and something's right there to stop you. You're going to end up drowning if you're stuck. So I was teaching Gaines about that yesterday. And then
Throwing her in the pool.
She's a fish anyway. But she's gotten to where yesterday she wanted to go down and touch the deep end. And so she did. But I remember Dad doing that thing, again, using lung control, breath control in your stomach or in your lungs. He would say, take a deep breath and instead of letting all the air out, because obviously if you let the air out, you're going to sink to the bottom. Or if you hold your breath, you're going to easily float. If you know, you're not using your hands or legs or anything. But he said, try to get to where you're right in the middle of the 10-foot water. So you're almost like you let out just a little bit and you kind of sink a little bit. And you let out just a little bit more and you sink a little bit more until you are literally floating right in between the, you know, right here.
Yeah.
As opposed
to right in the middle.
And so, and that teaches you breath control and stuff like that. But I was telling Gaines about that yesterday. And then I saw her talking to Brooks and she's like, okay, Brooks, do you think I will float or sink? And he said, sink. And then she did like the dead man's float where she just lays on her stomach. And I remember doing that with Dad, seeing who could do the dead man's float the longest. Just lay in there and just relaxing and letting your body feel everything. And then what was the other thing you just said? The driving, the swimming, and then there was something else. Remember the picture of Dad holding the little blue jay? I don't know if you remember that, in the backyard.
With brown hair.
Yes.
Before he had gray.
I was like, I bet he was about our age right now when I'm sitting there making bird feeders with the kids. And they were out there doing the same thing in our backyard, and a little blue jay came up and ate bird seed out of his hand. I was just, I had another one of those split second like flashback memories of that picture.
Yeah.
And going, he was the same age that we are now.
That's
probably
crazy,
like, you know,
to think about that. We're old enough now to be the same age as our parents. They did something. It's funny, I was thinking about as you're sitting here talking about just being at the pool. It's like, that's like one of the biggest memories, because Dad was always there and we were swimmers and divers. I just remember Dad being on the side of the pool while we were diving in his like slacks and white tennis shoes. You know what I mean? He's just such a goober. But he just, you know, the way like his, you can't really describe it, but it's like the way that he would do the hand motions to try to relay a message to you. You know, he's like, you got to really flip, you got to up, and trying to coach you from the sideline. And he was just our biggest coach. You know, he was our biggest supporter and cheerleader and all that. But
mom did a lot more of the legwork, I think, as far as coming to the practices and stuff, because he was probably working and doing everything else around the house. But there was one meet I remember I went to. Mom had to work at that point, but it was in Chicago. And it was the first time me and Dad, as a 12-year-old, 13-year-old kid, he took me to that meet in Chicago. It was a national meet or a junior regional meet or something like that.
And Mom wasn't the one that went.
And Mom went, and it was just me and Dad. And it was like awkward at times because I was at that 13-year-old age where I was like, I don't know, it was fun, but it was also, I just remember it being kind of awkward at times because me and Dad never really had that like lovey-dovey type relationship. But And then he would be standing on the side going like, get your hips up.
Yeah.
You know, and he's like, when he's there, he's invested. Like he's like, he feels like he's,
it's him.
It's like, he's like living vicariously through you. But I remember he got me one time. It was, winter in Chicago, and we had just finished practice for the, meet the next day. And we were walking back to the hotel, which was across the street or something. And, we walked out there and he said, come here. And I had just my towel on because we were just going to run across in the snow. And the snow was like 3 or 4 feet deep too in certain areas. They had it cleaned out. He's like, come here, look at this. And he ripped my towel off. I'm in my Speedo and he just like takes me and just chunks me into the snow.
Gotcha.
And so I'm sitting there just Speedo only and just soaking wet still from the pool and just throws me in the snow.
It's funny how like he was that way with you. Like he like roughhouse more. Mm-hmm. The way that he was with you versus the way he was. I don't think I ever talked to my dad one time in my life where he didn't call me sweetie.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I mean? Like, he was just the way that he was with you versus the way he was with us. It's like the boy and the girl. I imagine that
he
that's
kind of. He called me goat boy.
Goat boy.
Anytime I dropped the ball, if you're throwing a ball.
He's like picking on you, you know, and just being like, I don't know. It was just the dynamic was so different. But, and, you know, and I imagine that's probably how he grew up with his dad took care of Joan, his sister, and then. Was more lovey-dovey and stuff, and then for him it was military, you know, that kind of like this drill sergeant kind. So, but it's crazy just thinking about like all these little memories and when with Father's Day coming and going. I know we're not the only people that don't have our dad anymore, but I was just thinking like the best way to honor him and to just remember him is just to like remember these things and to talk about it, you know. Like Sophia is just old enough to where she's wanting to climb on top of you, and I remember. Just this, like some of my earliest memories is Dad being in the corner at our old house, and he'd be in the corner in the kitchen, propped up against the counter, and just for hours we just say again, 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 and we'd want to climb up, you know, where
do
he holds our hands,
thing. Yeah,
he holds our hands, and we climb up, and then we flip back, and then woo, you know, and we just do it over and over again.
I do that now with Brooks, or Brooks does that now with me, and. There's days where he does it and he catches me in a bad time when I'm like busy or I've got something else on my mind and I get frustrated with him. I'm like, not right now. Or like my shoulder's hurting from lifting a stove or something the next day. So yeah. I'm like, I can't right now, buddy. And I think about those times with Dad. I wonder how many times we got on his nerves, but he still did it anyway.
Did it anyway, yeah.
And there's times like even looking at those pictures of throwing the kids in the pool and stuff, I was like, you know, they're getting pretty heavy and big. And I'm like, I'm not going to be able to throw them that much longer. Like, you know, and I was like, but look how tall I was in that picture with Dad. I was like probably 7 or 8, maybe.
He's still throwing your heavy ass.
He's still just chunking me as hard as he could.
Yeah. So, throwing us in the pool, that was like a big memory for me. I remember having my first sip of beer. It was in the basement at the old house. While he was sitting there watching his boxing or whatever.
Yeah, boxing.
And he's like, yeah, you can have a sip. And is that gross? You know what I mean? Like little things like that or driving in the car. And then, you know, his stupid jokes and
he had a lot more don't tell mom moments with us, I think, than we remember. There were a lot of times where we could get away with something with him.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, don't tell your mother.
Literally. Well, yeah, there's tons of them. But, I mean, I don't know. I was thinking about him. And the last thing that we did together was we took his mother, my grandmother, to Mexico. And he was just so content to just sit on the sidelines while I swam with the dolphins. And they're just trying to take pictures, you know, me out having all this fun. And they're, like, just sitting on the sidelines letting me do all these things I wanted to do, you know, go feed the seals or swim with the dolphins or whatever. And we're going around this little park holding the monkeys and all this stuff. And I remember at one point, grandmother was in a wheelchair, but she was walking too, you know. And I remember at one point she had, we're like coming into our room, which was on the base level, but it was like there was a sliding glass door and like a patio to come out on the patio, but it was still on the ground level. Well, grandmother, who was walking from like inside to outside, and Dad, you know, he's up there in age. This wasn't very long before he passed.
Yeah.
And grandmother's like walking past him and she slips and falls. And when I tell you, I didn't think my dad could move that fast.
Yeah.
But he literally just it like cat-like reflexes swooped underneath and grabbed grandmother and caught her from falling. And it could have been really bad if she had fallen, because she was really, this is older, you know, she was in a wheelchair most of the day. And
I remember thinking that she, I was like, why is she going to this place? Like,
she loved traveling.
But she was so, she was so old, I was like, this is dangerous. Like, that's crazy.
She loved it. But it was that instant that I was just like, oh my gosh, my dad is so much faster than I thought, because he's older too. And I'm like, dang, he's cat-like. I mean, he's like swept on, you know what I mean? And it's just like, those little things about him that he was just quicker than you gave him credit for. Well,
I remember one lesson that, like you said, it was the whole driving thing too. Uh-huh. My niece Madeline on Katie's side.
Oh my God, I saw a picture of her driving.
She got her permit, and I was like, Kelly and Jay were coming over to the pool last weekend, the weekend before Father's Day, and that was the weekend she got it, and she said, y'all pray for us. Madeline's driving.
Yeah.
And when they got there, I was like, I asked Kelly, I was like, you ever sit in the front? And she was like, hell no. Because it was always dad teaching us to drive. Mom, yeah. The nerves, like she wouldn't do it. But the
couldn't do it. It'd be like, Mom, shut up. Yeah,
dad would just let you kind of just like make your own mistakes. And then he would like just nonchalantly grab the wheel and not, you know, but with panic. Mom, I was like, oh God, I'm going to do something wrong. And then I would really screw up.
And she's holding on for dear life, like just making you nervous. Yeah.
But one of the biggest, I remember the thing, and I may have said this on a podcast previously, but he always said, when I was driving and I made like a quick move to get out of the way of something or something like that. He just kind of like slowly just jerked it back in place, you know, no big deal. But he made the comment along the lines of something like, you're always going to be faster than me as far as your reflexes go, or your, because you're younger.
You're younger, yeah.
But I'm always going to be able to get it out of a situation faster than you.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's interesting. He said, because I've got, old man. Yeah. But he has the experience. So if we were both on the same road or driving the same car and a dog ran out in front of us or something, I would just jerk and get out of the way and end up killing somebody else or wrecking somebody else. But with his experience, he would just slowly turn, get out of the way, and get back on. And so it was like, experience trumps reaction,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah,
you know,
that's smart. That was, I was true.
Like, that's so true, Dad. Like looking back on it now, because I'm like with Gaines, there's things in Brooks, there's things that they do fast,
but
there's the experience of knowing that they're about to fall or, you know, take a wrong step is just me just standing right there, and then when they do, I'm just like, no big deal.
I saw it coming a mile away.
Exactly.
It's so funny you're saying that, and I'm thinking about this time we're driving to Mexico or something, and I'm in the passenger seat and he's driving. And there's a car to the right of us. Well, Dad, we're like in the middle lane, and Dad needed to get over. Well, he just jerks the wheel and almost, and like the car wasn't really letting him get over, you know, but he needed to get over. So he just jerks, he just kind of swerves into their lane a little bit. and then the car has to swerve, and then they slam on the brakes and slow down because Dad almost hit him, and Dad said, works every time. You need to get over, just, you know, scare him a little bit.
Scare him a little bit, yeah.
Opened it right up. Yep. Just got on over and got off, you know.
Take the initiative there.
Yeah,
that's
love it.
Funny. God, there's something else I was going to say. Oh, one more story real quick. And I think I've talked about this too in the past, is when I went over to Mexico with him, he had a warehouse doing fireplace surrounds and stuff like that. And I was his install boy. And I went to go check out the warehouse for the first time that he's put blood, sweat, and tears setting up. And it was a 18-hour drive. Another one of those times where it was just me and Dad on the open road. And he needed me to drive half of it, and I needed him to drive half of it. So the worst part about it was he doesn't like listening to music. So it was just windows down and just thinking. Like, that's all he wanted to do is think. And
smoke cigarettes and think about it.
It's so interesting, right? It's so interesting to think about how now with this day and age of technological, you know, fast-paced world, how it's okay to just sit in silence and just be, because that's when you find yourself and think about things that you probably didn't realize you needed to think about more than ever.
Yeah.
And I thought about it the other day when me and Corey were in the car with the pool table loaded up. you always feel like you have to just have a conversation. Like you're always just having a talk, but then we were so exhausted from loading up that pool table. And I was just sitting there and we just had the windows rolled down and I was like, I'm not even going to say anything. And Corey, I got the vibe. He's like, I'm not even going to say anything either. And we just literally just drove. And I was like, oh, this is so nice.
Yeah.
Because I was just able to look out the window and just reflect on what else I had to do for the day. And then, you know, something would come up and we'd start talking. But when we got to Mexico, finally, the legal drinking age is 18. Oh boy, I was 17, but Dad didn't care. And we went to a... what's it called? Something like that.
Birthday
15-year-old girl turning. And they threw down open bar. I think I just started kind of tasting alcohol. Uh-huh. Oh my God. I got so sick, I remember, and like almost arrested with these other guys that I was just, Dad was like, go have fun, be back at the hotel room sometime tonight. And so I showed back up at like 4 a.m. thinking I was going to get my ass whipped.
Uh-uh.
And I creeped in slowly, like, you know, put the key in. And it's like, I'm like, oh, damn, that was really loud. And we're in Mexico, so it was squeaked even louder because it was all rusty. Like, it was just sand and, you know, like older wind. Oh, my gosh. And so I was like, God, that's so loud. And I opened the door and all the lights are just still off and I'm tiptoeing around and I like look over and I'm like, wait, there's nobody in that other bed. I thought Dad passed out. He didn't get back until like 6 a.m. My dad was out before, after me. Like, I was like, what the hell?
He's a good time, man. Dad was a good time, Charlie. That's what I mean by it. He was a pool shark, I bet.
He was probably playing pool all night.
He was probably playing pool, but, I mean, he loved telling jokes and laughing and just it never took anything too seriously. You know what I mean? It was always just a good time with Dad, and he liked to listen to music over and over again. We just pulled out a minute ago. We were looking at some albums, and we pulled out a Boz Scaggs album.
Oh, yeah.
And I was going, man, he used to love that. He listened to Lowdown.
Till this day, I say, hey, Alexa, play Boz Scaggs because of Dad.
Yeah. It's crazy, mm-hmm. You know? It's little things like that, though, we got to just keep doing. For all of you that didn't have, that your father wasn't around this year for Father's Day, just remember to keep those memories alive by thinking about them. Just thinking about them. You know, I have this picture on my refrigerator, and it's a candid picture, and I don't know why I like it so much, but it's my dad on the porch of our old house that we grew up in, and it was his graduation day, and he had his gown and his cap in his hand, and he was wearing a button-up shirt and some slacks, but he had his, you know, like I said, a cap and gown just draped over his arm, and he was just standing there, and he was looking the other way, and I don't know why, I just love that picture, and it's my dad at your age, probably now.
Right.
And it's just a candid picture of him. And I have it on my refrigerator for a reason. Because every time, literally every day, I look at that picture when I open the refrigerator and just think about my dad just for a minute. So this year is no different. He's in my memories. I just don't want the memories to fade, you know. So you and I need to make sure.
Crazy ass skydiving that one time.
That's take a whole other story. Skydiving. I know. But we just need to keep him alive by remembering and talking about and reminiscing on his, you know, his little
legacy.
His legacy and his little things.
There was one picture when you said that I found the other day when I was scrolling back through trying to find pictures that it was him hugging you and Annie, and it was another one of those candid shots. When y'all were kids. But I'll have to find it. But there's this one video.
I think that's when we had chicken pox.
Y'all were at the park.
He was smoking
or
a pipe. Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, this was a different one. But
God, I wish we had more pictures and cameras back then. You know.
I know, that's the thing. Y'all take pictures and everything else. As weird as it was, especially with Dad, who doesn't like to smile or be on camera, having those memories and videos are perfect. Look at that.
Our clutch. Yeah, I know, with our bows.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love
it. I'll put that up on the screen. It's just so cute. But anyway,
happy Father's Day to our dear dad in heaven and to all you guys out there. Colin, I hope that you're already a great dad, but hopefully you'll have some of our dad's things passed through you and onto your kids, right?
I hope so too.
Dadisms.
There's so many times where I'm like, oh, I'm sounding like Dad. I'm getting
tell some good dad jokes this week. And just if you still got them around, hold on to them tight. Give them an extra hug and kiss.
Yes.
Send an I love you, even if y'all don't say that often.
And then do stuff that you don't tell your mom.
Yeah, that's another
with your
story.
Dad.
That's right. Hey, you guys, thank you so much for listening and for watching and continuing to support us. We've been doing this for over 2 years now and love it. And it's an awesome way for us to come together and just sit and hang out and talk.
Talk about these things.
Talk it out. And I hope that y'all are surviving everything, all the craziness in the world right now. And if, as you get back out into society and into your normal routine, just make sure to stay safe. COVID is not gone. It's still out there. Be kind.
Cure exhaustion is there. Cure fatigue. I just don't care anymore.
That's right.
my cure fatigue meter is like...
Yeah, America said, oh, COVID? No, that was COVID's last over. Week. Yeah,
no, not really.
But be kind to each other regardless of what you look like or what color your skin is. Be nice and be kind. And be careful out there, guys. Wash your hands.
Go get some more gray hair. Get your hair gray.
That's right.
Learn something.
Yeah.
All right. We love you guys. Thanks for watching and listening. And be sure to give this 5 stars. Rate it.
See you next time.
See y'all next time.
Don't tell mom.
Peace.